Strap in. You're listening to The Walt Blackman Show, the show that brings you hardcore conservative straight talk. Welcome to the No PC Zone.
Hello, everybody. It's Walt Blackman, and welcome to The Walt Blackman Show. Today is Friday, May 13th. Friday the 13th. Oh, my goodness. That means you better stay inside or something. But while you're inside, go ahead and go click on to The Walt Blackman Show, and let's talk about what we're going to be talking about today. And that's how I believe that the Republican Party is self-destructive. Here we go, talking about this thing on The Walt Blackman Show, the No PC Zone. So go ahead and buckle up and get ready for The Walt Blackman Show, here, coming to you next. Hey, everybody. We got a lot to unpack today. We're going to be talking about the GOP, and, you know, we are really self-destructive. We don't need the Democrats to do anything but sit back and watch us kill each other, eat each other up. We seem to do that. I want to kind of start off by talking about the race that is in Pennsylvania, the race between Dr. Oz and David McCormick. And now it has turned into a three-way race. And, you know, that primary is days away, and we have a young lady named Kathy Burnett, who has gone from a virtual nobody to a virtual front runner in the Pennsylvania Republican Senate contest. Now, she is facing the heat as it comes with being on top. You know, I'm winning in my race here in Arizona, and, you know, you get that. You know, they typically run these crazy ads against you when they know you're winning, when they do their own internal polls. I know that there have been several camps that have done some internal polls in my race, and it turns out that I'm winning. So what do? They turn around and attack me. That's normal. We got that. But within days of the primary in Pennsylvania, which is this Tuesday, distractors in that race, they're running around trying to prevent her from pulling off one of the biggest political upsets of the year. Now, there's a PAC out there that's backing one of her opponents, and it's released an ad calling Burnett, who would be Pennsylvania's first black senator, as Crazy Kathy. And her opponents are circulating old tweets, to include one tweet critical of former President Trump. Now, we know in that race that President Trump endorsed early on Dr. Oz, and you know, he's got a right to do that, and, you know, because, you know, he's gotten behind some good candidates, and he's done some pretty good predictions, as far as I'm concerned, with some of the folks that he has endorsed. However, what we see in races like Burnett, which was a late surge. But we see her opponents are running around scrambling to squelch it. And then we see the knives come out when that happens. Now, Democrats see that she can probably win this race, and they are worried about it. However, they're not worried too much about it, because they know that Republicans are going to do this to themselves. Now, here's the deal. We see Republicans, the establishment mostly, and some fringes in the Republican Party destroying our party. And they are destroying our party and making it weaker when they do these types of attacks against other Republicans. And some of these attacks are vicious, and they are mean, and they are hateful. And 9 times out of 10, a lot of these attacks are false. A lot of the attacks that have been waged against me have been false. However, this is the thing we need to really look at. Are we the party of Lincoln? Or are we the party of the select established few? And then when there is a threat to that establishment, whatever that establishment may be, a far right wing establishment, the traditional establishment, what have you, when that establishment is under a threat from a candidate that can bring the party together, why is it that those attacks are so intensified against each other? Well, I know that in scriptures, jealousy is a vice. And a lot of times, candidates are attacked because of simple jealousy. And then we have the smaller kind of onesies and twosies is what I say. The onesies and twosies, the ones that want to be famous, but they can't get from behind their PCs. They don't have the guts to get out from behind their computers and actually get out there and run for office, actually get out there and actually make a difference. They are more comfortable from their view, their 90,000 foot view of picking apart some of our better candidates, Republican candidates, and destroying them simply because of jealousy or because of misinformation that they have formulated in their head. And then what that does is down the line that hurts Republicans. That really hurts Republicans. Now what we were seeing in Pennsylvania again, we are seeing PACs go after Republicans, particularly the new rising star out there, Kathy Barnett, and trying to destroy her. And as we know in today's age in Republican circles, President Trump is a well-known name and people kind of look to him in some cases as a light of where to go, who to support, who to get behind sometimes. So when people pull up tweets about this particular candidate, who I'm looking on her Twitter page right now, she's got a Make America Great hat on. Looks like she has supported Trump in many many, many things. We see the fringes go after her simply because they want to destroy. They want to do things that are just going to hurt the party. So this is my challenge to those folks who are hiding behind their computers. Not to all. This doesn't, and if this applies to you, I got it. And again, everybody has their First Amendment right, and I got that. But here is my challenge to you. While you are placing judgment on people who are actually stepping up to run for office to make our country better, or as President Trump says, make America great again, instead of hiding behind your computers and judging those who are out doing the hard work, why don't you go pull a ballot, put your name on it, and run for office? See, that's what I don't understand. A lot of these folks, for example, some of these folks that attack me have never run for office. And those who have run for office didn't win. We had one guy that ran for governor but didn't get signatures because he didn't think he needed signatures. We have a lot of these people in our party that have placed a bomb in the middle of our party. Better yet, they are pissing inside the tent rather than outside the tent. And they think that that makes them more palatable, more credible. And they're not. So again, my challenge to these folks who sit on the sidelines, and you are on the sidelines because you don't have the guts to get in a race and actually run. Those folks who are doing that and who are tearing our party apart, why don't you run for office? Why don't you get involved? Why don't you get out, come from out of the shadows and show everybody what you got? Show everybody how you vote. Show everybody if you can run a campaign. Show everybody what you can do for the party and for the country. But you want to know what, ladies and gentlemen? They won't do that because they will hide behind the obscurity of the safe zone of their computer. There's a guy who attacks me constantly. Constantly. And this guy is, he is the most hateful person I think that would walk the planet. And I know that God has a special place for this person as soon as he, you know, comes face to face with his maker. However, I will tell you, this is a guy who hates me simply because of my relationship with another lawmaker, of me being friends with that lawmaker. His hate is so intense for me and for some other people that he has torn apart the party in our neck of the woods, where we had to rebuild it. And this is supposedly a Republican. This guy is just, you know, it's beyond words. And I'm not going to say his name because I'm not going to throw him under the bus. However, if you live up in this neck of the woods, a lot of people already know who I'm probably already talking about. And I don't have to say his name. However, but we have more people like that across the state and the country that are in the Republican Party that are so filled with hate. Hate. Pure, unadulterated hate toward other Republicans. To the point to where they have gone to a place in their minds that whatever story they make up is true in their head, so it has to be true for everybody else. Those are the type of people that are ruining our party. Those are the type of people that need to be weeded out and separated from the herd so the cheetahs can catch up with them and eat them. Those are the type of people that will destroy our country if we let them. These are not patriots. These folks are not patriots. These folks are not. These folks haven't done anything of significance for our country. They haven't. And it's not simply because they have a different opinion. That's not what I am talking about, because everybody is entitled to their opinion. It is the hate that they bring to the party that separates what we need to do, that distracts what really needs to happen in our party. We have gone from the party of Lincoln to the party of hate. Think about that. We have gone from the party that has created opportunity for everyone. We have gone from the party that have freed the slaves, that have fought against Jim Crow, that fought against that fought for the Emancipation Proclamation. We have gone from a party of opportunity, a party of Lincoln, to a party of hate. Because of a few simple people who have the loudest voice in the room that have not contributed anything other than to fill the airways with hate. And they do this to candidates that they hate. You want to know why people don't run for office? we don't have really good a cream of the crop people running for office in the Republican Party because of things like this. You run for office, and then you find those people that are filled with hate that will dump their hate into the jar of opportunity that the Republican Party is known for. The Democrats, again, they don't have to do anything. All the Democrats have to do is sit back and watch. If you look at some of the races in Arizona, you will see that a lot of the races, that the campaign races, political races, on the Democrat side, they have no primary. Because they don't need to do that, because the Republicans in our primaries, we don't hesitate to destroy each other. We have done all the work for the Democrats. Now, when we're moving forward in 2022 and 2024, we don't have to worry. I mean, you know, we have enough to worry about, correction, as you were. We have enough to worry about with election integrity, making sure the polls are managed properly, making sure people aren't stealing, making sure we're not having a crazy Dropbox fiasco. Making sure that people who vote are actually citizens and can vote and are able to vote. We have enough to deal with. But now we have to deal with the back blow of Republicans beating each other up. There's nothing wrong with challenging someone on policy, challenging someone on a voting record, or challenging someone on what they've done. But what we have seen in our primaries is that automatically somebody is a rhino if they don't agree exactly with what the person is calling them a rhino. But those same people who are calling people rhinos have never casted a vote in an elected position. They've never done it. So how do we know how they are? How do we know their voting records? And they don't want to put that out there because they would rather destroy the party from within. But what they don't know, and as I said this over and over and over again, this is not only just going to hurt our party, it's going to eventually tear our country apart. And some of these same folks have no clue of the damage to what they are causing because of the ignorance of their thought process. Now, on the flip side, we have a lot of really good people out there that want to bring the party together, that are involved, that are knocking on doors, that are going out and doing what is necessary for our party and our country to get back on its feet. You know, we have a failed administration, the Biden administration, that has put us in debt. Inflation is at a 40-year high. Gas prices are high. Milk prices are high. People can't even send their kids to college anymore. They can't buy a home. They can't afford a car. They're filing bankruptcy much more. We had over 1 million people file bankruptcy last year. Over 1 million consumers can't afford goods and services, let alone the supply chain is broke. Over 1 million people have fallen to this financial devastation. We had two wars that we are trying to recover from. We are in a place in our country where if we do not get on the same team, that we are going to destroy our country. You know, I'm a history guy, and I like to read a lot of history on war, past wars. And I took a particular interest in the Vietnam War, and particularly to be pinpointed about it, about the plight of the prisoners of war during the Vietnam War. And I was reading one book, and I forget the name of the the author, the person that I was reading about, the POW that I was reading about, but he was in an interrogation. He was being interrogated by the North Vietnamese captors. And he had a quote from Ho Chi Minh, who was the former leader of the North Vietnamese forces and government that wanted to reunite North Vietnam with South Vietnam. He was the leader of that. And he said that they don't have to win the war on the ground in Vietnam. The North Vietnamese do not have to win the war on the ground with bullets, guns, and bombs. They don't have to win the war that way, because the American people will win the war for them. Because of all the protest and everything that happened during the Vietnam War, the anger and the hate that went towards the Americans who fought in that war when they came home. They don't have to win the war with bullets, because the American people will win the war for them with their negativity. In these elections that are coming up in 22 and 24 and beyond, we don't have to worry about getting beat up by the Democrats, because we would have done it ourselves as a party. We would have beat ourselves up to the point to where, guess what? The Democrats, all they have to do is sit back and spend their money and run ads that we have run against each other. I don't agree with 99.99.99% of what Democrats do. I just don't. I don't believe in their policies. I don't believe in their ideology. I don't believe in anything that they want to do. I just do not. That's just my political beliefs. But there is one thing that we all need to know and acknowledge. Though they are calculated, and in some situations just out of control, they stay on message. And you don't see the types of things that you see in their party in primaries and so on and so forth that you see in ours. Again, I am not saying that people should not be able to voice their opinions. They should be able to use the First Amendment. They should be able to use the First Amendment on print. They should be able to do what is necessary to make sure that we vet and have the right type of person running for office. However, when we are tearing down people, particularly candidates, simply because of hate, not because of ideology, not because of policy, but because of hatred, pure hatred, that's wrong. That person shouldn't have a microphone. But because of our Constitution allows it, we give it to them. I have people who hate me to the very core who have never even met me, or have gotten their information from someone else, from someone else, from someone else, from someone else. And I'm not the only candidate that this has happened to. I've got friends in this world that I live in politics, and the same thing has happened to them. And it's this small fringe of little people who have so much hatred built into them that they want everyone to feel as they do and suffer from that hatred that has eaten them from the inside out. So as we go forward in 2022, I ask those who are listening to my podcast to go to a place in your thought process of ensuring that you are properly informed, not from those who hate, not from those who tell you, and not from candidates who just tell you what you want to hear, but from a perspective of knowledge, the knowledge that you have researched about whatever particular issue or whatever particular candidate. I'd ask you to invoke yourself into those types of discussions with people that are like-minded, that want to see our country come back together, not want to see our country continue to divide as we see it now. And don't be part of the vitriol that we hear and see. I'm asking those who are concerned about our welfare and our country and our children and our future, I'm asking you to stand with those who love our country and understand that the direction that we are going in now is not a place where we need to be. And challenge those on the fringes who participate in the hate, not just up to candidates, but to anyone who does not agree with them. Challenge that. I'm Walt Blackman. I hope that you enjoyed this show as we talked about the Republican Party and how we can move forward as a party to bring our country back together. So everybody, have a great weekend. It's Friday. Be safe, be careful, and I will catch you next week on The Walt Blackman Show. So take care, everybody. God bless. And as usual, this is the No PC Zone.
Listening to The Walt Blackman Show, the show that brings you hardcore conservative straight talk. Welcome to the No PC Zone.